Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Okay. It seems simple enough, but we all know how difficult it is to love everyone always. So why do we try and do it ourselves? We all know the two greatest commandments: love thy God with all thy mind, body, soul, strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And you can't do the second commandment without relying on the first commandment, without centering your life around God. Today, we are being challenged to love thy neighbor as thyself. You read something in the Facebook feed, you read comments from other people. The world is polarized. You watch news and you can't believe the lies and what is being said. Yet maybe your very own spouse believes it wholeheartedly. And it's difficult to accept everyone where they are at and to give it to God, including ourselves. We might be getting in a little tizzy, frustrated, anger building up. You can feel the disposition of your body getting, you know, more tense, and your thoughts are like, these people are idiots. I'm sure some of you have these. I have these. And that is where I must stop at that moment and say, Lord, I'm going to follow St. Paul and St. Faustina. St. Faustina would say, Lord, I drive out any thoughts or disposition that are not of you in your name. And St. Paul says, take every thought captive and wrap it in Jesus. So this is what we have to do. The minute that we see something that ticks us off, makes us frustrated, whether it's someone that we know personally or something that we read or experience through the mainstream media or in an article or maybe even at Mass, maybe you even have issues with your priest, your pastor, or people that attend church with you. Stop. Grab that thought. Give it to Jesus. Jesus, cleanse this, clean this, purify this. And then pray for that person. Pray for those people. Because prayer is what is going to mitigate some of this evil. I'm telling you, I was one of those people. I don't think I was downright evil, but I surely believed everything that was spoon-fed to me. I lived my life, me, myself, and I partied like a rock star. I just sucked up every pleasure on the face of the earth, everything that was against God's law. I believed in everything that was harmful to human beings and the sanctity of life. Go ahead and abort. I mean, I've never had to make that decision, but I probably would back in the day. It's inconvenient. I'm selfish. I don't have the money to raise kids. I don't have the time or the desire to put all that energy and effort in that. And then, oh, but I have enough time and energy and effort to work myself into a frenzy, to buy all this stuff, to try and seek happiness in drugs and alcohol, and live the selfish, worldly life. And guess what? All the prayers in the world and my mom's prayers brought me back to the church. Look, I left my career to help get out there and help everybody understand that true joy is God-given. And living by the commandments and loving people is so freeing. You are free from Satan. I am getting goosebumps right now as I say this. God bumps, I call them. It's amazing to live in the light of God. But I wasn't always there. I mean, 42 years of my life, I was clueless. I was in the dark and I didn't even know it. So we have to accept where people are in their lives and trust that God's got this. We cannot necessarily change all of the people around us. However, we can pray and we can stop at that moment, that very moment, and take our anger, our frustration, and give it to God. Say, Lord, I am giving this to you. I'm trying to love like you want me to love. And then pray for them. It's amazing when you start praying for the people that you're getting mad at or you're frustrated with or you just plain don't like because they are just not likable, right? They're self-centered. They talk about people. They're crotchety, you know, those folks. Well, pray for them. Maybe they're lonely. Maybe they've been abused. Maybe they have no one who's really loved them before. They don't know what real love is. They certainly don't know the love of God. So we must pray for their well-being. That's what loving thy neighbor is. Wanting the best for that person. That's what love is all about. So pray for them. You'll be surprised at what an impact that has on your life if you stop and you pray for that person because you know they don't have the light of God in them. And you also can pray for yourself, right? Lord, I'm going to capture that thought of anger. I'm going to give it to you. And I am going to ask you to drive out any thoughts that are not of you. Purify my mind, my will, my memory, my intellect, and help me be more like you. Do it every second you feel that happen in your life. Every second your mind takes you off into that trail of what in the world is happening? How can we get out of this? Or that problem that you have, you've got to find a way out of it. You have to be the one that figures it out. This is where this childlike confidence in God is called upon for all of us. And it's hard when you're an adult and you're supposed to be responsible and, you know, mature enough to figure these things out to be a child. You've got to stop and you've got to say, God, I can't do this without you. I can't love this person without you. I can't pray this for this person without you. I can't accept all of this lying and cheating and evil in this world without you. And I can't pray for these people without you. That's the childlike confidence. That's the trust that God is calling us to and commanding us to, because we cannot fulfill his second commandment, the new one that he's given us, no longer an eye for an eye. It's love thy neighbor as thyself, especially your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you. And control what you're looking at, what you're putting in your mind, and what you are doing during the day. If watching the news just makes you upset and gets you all in a tizzy, then don't watch the news. Or watch 1 hour and that's it. Find your favorite time, your favorite newscasters, and watch it for an hour and stop and then pray, right? Pray back for that peace. Pray to God for all the people who are lost out there, because there are so many that are already going to hell. And God can change people's hearts if we continue to pray and fast for the world. We do have some responsibility and some things that we can do ourselves to better what's going on here and to impact those around us. But we can't be impatient, just as we said yesterday, right? Patience is a virtue and you must exercise it. God is allowing this to happen to possibly, maybe He is wanting us to be divided so we can see. Our eyes are opened. People are awakening to the evil that is permeating the world. I don't know what His plan is. All I know is that I have to keep running to Him every moment so that I don't get sucked in to the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the anger, the hate, the division. Every moment that I start feeling that, I got to stop it. I got to stop it, grab that thought, and give it to God. Capture all of it at the moment that it happens. And this is a regular practice. This is why when you hear pray incessantly, that's it. Turn and praise God at those moments. God, I thank you for finding me. Thank you for shining the light of your love into my heart so that I can love others and bring them to you through my love in all circumstances. That's what we're here and called to do. That's what He commands us to do. And we got to remember, we cannot do it ourselves. We've got to be like children, give it up to Him, and do our best to pray for those who persecute us. Maybe not even directly, but persecute everything that we believe in. You can truly see God is doing some amazing things right now. And we'll have to wait patiently with trust like a child that God's going to take care of us and the ones that we love, even though we don't understand at this very moment how that's going to work. So let's live like a child, give it to Him, capture every moment, every thought, give it to God. If it's not of Jesus, drive it out of me, God. If it's not your thought, if it's not your disposition, and pray immediately for those people and for yourself. These are crazy times, but we are here for such a time as this. God chose us to be here at this moment. Contemplate that today. What am I called to do? I'm called to be love. I'm called to love others, pray for others, fast for others. I'm called to help save souls. I'm called to make disciples out of other people by witnessing God's love in my life, how I live, and through my prayer, through my fasting. Stay close to the sacraments. Praise God, I am back to daily Mass. Praise God, I am back. You know, I've always been going to weekly confession because we've had confession in my diocese. If you are still struggling out there, I know a lot of people listen to this across the globe. You're not back to receiving the Lord in the Eucharist and daily Mass or even weekly Mass. I pray for you. Keep close to God's heart. The Sacred Heart of Jesus Novena is right now. It's day two. You can pick it up. Consecrate yourself to Mary. Consecrate yourself to Joseph. Consecrate yourself to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And allow the Holy Family to take care of you and your family, which will then permeate into the world. Go be the light today. Go be love today. and capture every thought that isn't love and give it to Jesus. I love you all. We will get through this. We're God's children. He will never abandon us. Keep him close. Praise him often. Think of him all day, every day. Pray incessantly because we need him through this. Okay, I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.